looks like a little worm, but I think it's a caterpillar.
Yeah.
What's that?
Head.
Oh, what are these?
Eyes.
And what's that?
Nose. Ears.
Okay, let me open the book. You know what the name of this is?
What?
The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
The hungry caterpillar.
Now, you listen to Mama.
What?
Look, Donna.
What?
In the light of the moon, yeah. A little egg lay on a leaf.
Yeah.
See that?
What's that?
That's the egg.
Yeah.
And look, this is the leaf.
Yeah.
What's that?
A moon.
That's right, that's the moon. All right, look out, let Mama get the page. Look, one Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and a very hungry caterpillar. See him?
What's that?
What is it?
A baby caterpillar.
And what's that?
A moon.
No, not the moon.
A sun.
That's right. He started to look for some food. See him?
What's that?
What is it? Now you're being silly. Now listen.
What?
On Monday, he ate through one apple.
Yeah.
But he was still hungry. What's that?
Apple.
And what's that?
Peaches.
No, that's not peaches.
What's that?
It's a pear.
Pear.
How many apples are there?
Three of them.
That's not three. How many's here?
Apples.
How many pears?
Feed peas.
Listen, on Tuesday he ate through two peas.
Yeah.
But he was still hungry.
And look, there's a peach. Is that a peach?
Well, it looks like an orange.
Yeah.
What's that?
Meatball.
You're being silly.
Strawberry.
Strawberry, yes. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. See the plums?
Look.
All right, wait a minute.
Shut again.
All right, on Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry.
Yeah.
And what's that?
Strawberries.
How many are there?
Two of them.
No, count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's not a strawberry. On Friday, he ate through 5 oranges, but he was still hungry. How many oranges are there? Count them.
1, 2, 3. Is that an orange?
Yeah, but count them. Look, look. Oh, no, that's a strawberry. Donna, look, over here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's right. On Saturday, he ate through 1 piece of chocolate cake, 1 ice cream cone, 1 pickle, 1 slice of Swiss cheese, 1 slice of salami, 1 lollipop, 1 piece of cherry pie, 1 sausage, 1 cupcake, and 1 slice of watermelon. What's this?
Cupcake.
Close enough. What's that?
Pie.
What's that?
Strawberry.
No, what's this?
What's this?
That's a pickle.
Pickle?
And what's that?
Cheese.
Yeah, and what's that?
Cranberry.
Hamburger? Well, close enough. What's that?
A lollipop.
And what's that?
Strawberry.
What's that?
Peanut butter.
No. What's that?
Hot dog.
That's it. What's that? What's that?
Strawberry.
No, that's a watermelon.
Watermelon.
And what's that?
A worm.
No, what is that?
A little worm.
That's a little worm, yeah.
Yeah.
That night, he had a stomachache.
Yeah.
Now listen.
What?
Sit down nice, please. The next day, it was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. What's that?
A heart.
A what?
A heart.
No, not a heart. A leaf.
A leaf.
And what's that up there?
A caterpillar.
Look at how big he is.
Yeah, a big one.
Now he wasn't hungry anymore. He wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. What is he?
Big, fat caterpillar.
Yeah. He built a small house called a cocoon.
Cool.
Yeah, around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. What's that?
A cocoon.
What's that?
A butterfly.
He was a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
Isn't he pretty?
Yep.
That's the end. That's just the book cover.
Yeah.
Now, what did the caterpillar do?
Say meow.
No, the caterpillar don't say meow.
What?
What did he do?
Moo like a cow.
No, he doesn't moo like a cow.
What
did he eat?
Say.
What did he eat, Donna?
What?
What did he eat?
Hot dog.
Yeah.
Sweetie.
And what?
A sweetie.
And what's all this?
Strawberry.
Yeah. And what's this?
Apple.
And what's that?
Strawberry.
No, that's a pear.
Pear.
And a plum.
And a plum.
Where's the strawberry? And what was that?
An orange. And look, a sun.
A sun?
And a baby caterpillar.
Yeah, did he grow up to be a big caterpillar?
No.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Right here. What was?
A big butterfly.
Yeah, but what is he here?
A big one.
Yeah. And what was that?
Kite food.
No, Donna, what was that? A what? A cocoon. Yeah, a cocoon.
A cocoon.
Okay. You want the other book?
Yeah.
You want to read this story? Here, wait a minute. This is Kenna's book, and this is Donna's book. Come here. On my lap, it's easier. Now, what's that book?
A baby.
Now, what are these?
Caterpillars.
Donna, be nice now. What are these?
Bunnies.
They're the three little pigs.
Yeah. The little pigs. chicken.
And what are those?
Blim.
No, they're baby chicks.
Baby chick.
And who's that?
A baby mama bunny.
A what?
A baby bunny.
No, it's a mama pig.
A mama pig.
And what are these?
Donna.
No, those aren't Donna. Those are the little pigs, the three little pigs.
Yeah, and that's the daddy dog.
No, that's not the daddy. Listen, once upon a time, three little pigs left their mother's home and went out into the world. Once, hey, look. One was a lively little pig who liked to dance. And one was a happy little pig who liked to sing. And one was a smart little pig who remembered the wolf was always about.
Where's the wolf?
He's coming up pretty soon. Donald, sit back so I can see the book. Look, soon the little pigs met a peddler hauling straw. The first little pig said, "Please, sir, give me some straw so I can build a house." The peddler gave him some straw, and the little pig built his house. But the straw is flimsy, so the little house was not sturdy. The second little pig waited until a peddler hauling sticks came along. "Please, sir," he said, "give me some sticks so I can build a wooden house." The peddler gave some sticks, and the second little pig built a house. But some of the sticks came loose. The new little house almost tumbled down. The third little pig waited until a peddler hauling bricks came along. Then he said, "Please, sir, give me some bricks so I can build a house." The peddler gave him some bricks.
Let's do the work.
Yeah. The third little pig built a strong house, a strong brick house. It had a thick door and a big chimney. Now listen.
What?
The three little pigs had just finished their house and moved in when along came a hungry wolf. He stopped at the door of straw house and called, little pig, let me in." "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," cried the little pig. Do you remember this, Donna?
What?
Do you remember when we went and saw the wolf?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did he say? "Then I'll huff," roared the wolf, "and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in." And he huffed, and he puffed, and he did blow the straw house in.
Yeah.
But he puffed so hard that he blew the little pig right to the door of the wooden house. The second little pig opened the door and let his brother in. She's not too interested in this, is she? The wolf hurried to the wooden house and called, little pig, let me in." "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," cried the little pig. "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," roared the wolf. He huffed and he puffed and he did blow the stick house in. See? The house is falling down?
Yeah.
But he puffed so hard that he blew the two little pigs right to the door of the brick house. The third little pig opened the door and let his brothers in. The wolf scurried to the brick house and called. What did the wolf say?
"Say, ooh, like a cow."
He doesn't say, "Ooh, like a cow."
What?
He said, little pig, let me come in." "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," cried the little pig. What did the little pig cry?
"Ah, like that."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," roared the wolf. He huffed and he puffed and he huffed and huffed, but he could not blow in the sturdy little brick house. At last he gave up. "Come with me tomorrow morning at 8:00, he called, "and I'll show you Mr. Smith's fine turnip field. The next morning, the smart little pig got up at 7 o'clock. He hurried to the field and pulled some turnips. Then he skipped back home. At 8 o'clock, the wolf came to the house. "Are you ready to go to the turnip field, little pig?" he called, smacking his lips. "Oh, I went an hour ago," answered the little pig. "Smell my juicy turnips cooking." Now the wolf was angry at being tricked, but he tried not to show it. "Well then," he said kindly, "come with me tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. I will show you the big apple tree and merry garden." The next morning, the little pig got up at 6 o'clock and hurried to the tree. He climbed it and picked a basket of apples, but the wolf came to the tree. "Are the apples ripe?" called the wolf. "Yes," said the smart little pig. "I will throw some down to you. See? In the bit? In the apple tree? Oops.
I was doing.
Well, all right. Wait a minute. The little pig threw the apple far, far from the tree. It rolled across the grass to a distant corner of Merry Garden and nestled there in a hard-to-find spot. While the wolf was chasing it, the smart little pig jumped out of the tree and scurried to his brick house. Look, Debbie. Donna. The next day, the wolf came to the house again. "Little pig," he called, "come to the fair with me. Tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, we will have a fine time seeing the sights." The next morning, the little pig got up at 5 o'clock and trotted off to the fair. He saw all the sights. He even bought a butter churn.
Look, a balloon. A balloon.
Where? There's no balloon. Donna, we keep that still.
Yeah.
He was on his way home when he saw the wolf. See? There he is hiding. Coming towards him, the little pig hopped into his churn and began rolling. See? Over and over. Down the hill, he rode right past the frightened wolf, who had never even seen a butter churn. He rolled right to the door of the little brick house. The next day, the wolf came to the house. "Donna, look!" He told about the round thing that had frightened him. "Oh," laughed the smart little pig, "that was my butter churn. When I saw that you were coming, I jumped into it and rode safely home." The wolf grasped his sharp teeth in anger. "You have tricked me many times, but you will never trick me again, little pig," he roared. "I'm coming down the chimney to eat you." Quickly, he scrambled up the roof of the brick house and made his way to the chimney. The smart little pig ran to the fireplace, whisked the lid off the pot of steaming water. When the wolf tumbled in, the little pig popped the lid in place, and that was the end of the wolf. The three little pigs danced all around the room. Then they settled down and lived happy ever after in the strong brick house with the thick door and the big chimney. She's really not interested in the...